tired in body. And when you're tired in body, you can't preach like I preach. Amen. I mean, I put all of it into it. I jump pews and swing from the ceiling fans and a little bit of everything. And I'd like to do that today. I really would. If it had got just a little bit, just a tad bit juicier a minute ago, amen, I'd have been riding somebody piggyback around through here. I guarantee you on that. Amen. Began back there looks like a candidate. Good strong back on that young man. Amen. In fact, he ought to volunteer just to carry the preacher piggyback every time it gets on to the house of God. I think that'd be the will of God. Amen. All right. I want you to turn your Bible to the book of Hebrews, chapter number 11. Now, I'm also going to be using some scripture from Hebrews, chapter number 6. I'm sorry, from Hebrews, Genesis, chapter number 6, along with our thought this morning. But I'm going to take our text from Hebrews, chapter number 11. And we're going to read one verse, verse 7. When you find that, if you'll stand, we'll read our text together this morning. Lord help, Brother Jerry. Don't do that no more. Son, we better preach. Amen. All right. Hebrews chapter number 11, verse number 7. Bible said, by faith, Noah. Now, that's a marvelous thing. There's three times, four times, through faith. Now faith in verse 1, through faith in verse 3. By faith in verse 4, by faith in verse 5, and by faith in verse number 6. I would assume that the writer here is trying to instruct us in the Word of God that if anything's ever done, it's going to be done by faith. For the just shall live by faith. We're not going to accomplish anything for God apart from faith. Whatever faith is, and the Bible said it's a substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. And so it said, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Let's pray. Our Father, I feel weak in my body and my spirit today. And I need a special touch that only the Holy Ghost can give. Thank you for the good breath from heaven through the song service today that we've enjoyed. Thank you, Lord, for moving our hearts and squeezing our hearts till the tears ran. Lord, the joy came out. I'm grateful for that. But now, Lord, we need something from the Word of God. It's our strength. It's our nourishment. Lord, it gives us light and life, and we praise you and thank you for it. It's my desire now to do and say everything that you would have me to in the morning hour. Give every heart grace, save sinners, and get glory unto yourself. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you, and you can be seated. We're going to look this morning at our third character in Hebrews chapter 11 that lived a life of faith. We're really looking at the fourth incident concerning faith, because in verse number 3, the writer there discusses faith in understanding that the world that we're living in was created. Now, I'll tell you, that's why the idiots and the educated infidels believe in the theory of evolution, because they just don't have any faith, and they can believe that. But I'll tell you, I'm glad that by faith I believe that the world was created by an omnipotent God who stepped out of nowhere when there was nowhere to step from, stepped out onto nothing, and by the utterance of his lips, everything that you and I see today was brought into existence. And then we looked at the first character of faith, man by the name of Abel. And then we looked at Enoch as he walked with God and was not. And today, for a little while, maybe 30 minutes or so, if God will help me, I want to try to preach on the faith of Noah. The faith of Noah. The Bible said there that by faith Noah. And all that Noah did came about by a life of faith in the power of Almighty God. Now, let me say this morning by way of introduction that Noah lived upon this earth in some real troublesome times. In fact, the Bible said that the earth was filled with violence during his lifetime. The Bible said in Genesis 6 that the world was corrupt during his lifetime. And the Bible said that the imagination of man's heart was only that which is evil during the lifetime of Noah. And you know the amazing thing is that our Lord said in the Gospels that as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. And it shouldn't really trouble you and I about what's taking place in the world today. I'll tell you, friend, I see a world around us that is headed for the days of Noah. And without a doubt, we're living in the days of Lot. I don't even want to preach. I'll be honest. I don't even want to preach what I got to preach today. But God said to preach it. And so by God's help, I'm going to rear back, thank God, and let it rip. I tell you, I've never seen so much corruption and violence and evil as what there is in the world today. Miss Hall and I went last night. I've been out, been working all day and was tired, and we drove down to the country cupboard to eat. And I'm telling you, I've never been so embarrassed in all my life at the way these young ladies and young men are dressing and conducting themselves out in public today. But that's right. Amen. Now, somebody said, he's going to get on that. You better believe I'm going to preach against sin and ungodliness every time the Holy Ghost will put enough in me, bless God, to preach against it. I'm going to preach against it. Some girl walked in down there with a green whatever you want to call it. It wasn't a dress, because a dress covers up your body. And she didn't have enough on, bless the Lord, to cover to what in the end of a shotgun barrel. No, sir. Had that thing about that long on her legs and laced up the back, her back hanging out and her shoulders exposed. Some little old burr-headed boy walking along beside of her. I guess they're going to prom. I'm going to tell you where they're going, friend. If they don't get saved by the grace of God, they're going to hell. Somebody said, preacher, you oughtn't to say that. I'm telling you that we're living in the days of Noah. As it was in Noah's day, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. And the imagination of man's heart was to do evil continually. I've never seen as much sin as what I'm looking at in America today. I won't say this. God judged the world in Noah's day by water, and he'll judge her again by fire. Amen. That's right. Old Noah lived in a time when there was a wall, when there was a wall of separation was broken down. Somebody said, what do you mean, Brother Hall? Well, it was the day when the sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were fair to look upon, and they took of them wives of just all which they ever chose. And brother, there was a wall of separation that was broken down between the godly line of Seth, and that's right, and the wicked line of Cain in the Word of God. Somebody said, Brother Hall, what are you saying? Brother, I'm seeing that wall of separation being broken down in our churches all over America today. Somebody said, Brother Hall, you ought to be sweet. Well, you ought to shout in Sunday school. Amen. You ought to laugh, bless God, during the song service. I feel that bulldog coming out on me this morning. Amen. Brother, I've never seen so much hobnobbing with the world and running with the devil's crowd in all my life as what we're seeing in 1997. People call themselves saints, supposed to be living for God, don't know how to dress, don't know how to act, don't know how to live for God. Naked, run naked, amen, run with the devil's crowd, and that wall of separation has been broken down. Amen. Hallelujah to God. I might just do that. Amen. I'm feeling better already. I think I've done had the second blessing. I've got new fire. Amen. I read in the paper one day this week of an elderly woman in town got bit by two pit bulls. I think we know that lady. Told my wife, I thought we know that lady. I believe she's been here to church. And of all places to get bit and find shelter, she run to the Humane Society to find shelter. And
They said the city policeman got down there and found one, shot one of the dogs and killed it, and shot the other one and wounded it, and it run off into the woods, and said they had to give up their search because of a copperhead snake. I don't know whatever happened to the dog, but the rest of the story went on to say that it belonged to so-and-so that lived there and her boyfriend. I thought, buddy, if we're not living in Noah's day when men and women don't know how to exchange their marital vows, amen, that's right, and honor marriage. Hey, you hear me well, marriage is honorable and all in the bed undefiled, but the whoremonger God Almighty will judge you, mark that day. Son, I'll tell you, we ain't living in Noah's day. People are shacking up. Bunch of devils drawing welfare checks off the welfare. And shacking up, beating people out of money. Con artists. Con artists. Hey, men know how to beat people out of money. Conning the government out of money for every dime they can get. Too sorry to go out and get a job. I passed a fella up here just yesterday holding out a big sign. I need money. I'm jobless. I'm homeless. Well, bless God, Brother Mark Barnett's had 15 jobs in the last 2 weeks. That's right. And he's sitting there drinking a Coke and sucking on a cigarette. In my opinion, if a man's got enough money to buy a Coke and suck on a cigarette, he can buy him a hamburger to eat. He ain't very hungry. He can suck on a Marlboro instead of buying a hamburger. I'm telling you, that wall of separation, brother, has been broken down. And the sad part of it is that the godly line has no problem running with the godless line. Hey, I'm telling you, I just don't feel at home around that crowd. Hallelujah to God. I like to be around the saints. I like to come down to the house of God. Amen. Lift my voice up in prayer and praise. I sing to the Lamb of God and to His love forevermore that loved me and gave Himself for me that I might be delivered from the fetters of sin, delivered out of hell, and have the assurance of heaven down in my soul by the grace of God. Amen. Somebody said, I like to run with that crowd. I don't like Bud Light. Bud Heavy, either one. Don't like gambling, drinking. Television, Hollywood, theater houses. Amen. I don't like nudity. I don't like cussing. Amen. Amen. I don't like vulgar language. Amen. 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 I don't like a dishonest person. Amen. I'm going to say it again, we live in a generation of con artists. Amen. Some of them go out of their way to deceive people, try to deceive people out of every dime they can lay their hands on. Amen. Even if they have to do it crooked and under the table. Amen. 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 That's right. Amen. Somebody said, Brother Hall, don't like you. I'm not preaching for your likeness. I'm preaching because God told me to preach. Amen. Yes. That's right. Amen. Hallelujah to God. Yes. Amen. I feel a bigger bulldog coming out. Amen. I feel two bulldogs are coming out and a pit bull alongside of it. Amen. Folks in today's society run out and put themselves in debt, bless God, till they can't live, can't pay a bill, then run out and file bankruptcy and leave a bunch of people holding a bag, never dime. That's right. Don't look at me out of the corner of your eye. Bless your stinking, rotten, ungodly, wicked heart. I said, run out and make bills they can't pay, living above their means, file bankruptcy, and leave somebody holding a bag on the money that they've already blown. That's dishonest. That is theft by deception. I said, I don't like you. I done told you 3 times. I don't care. The shoe fits, put her on. Wear it. Get on an altar and repent. Get right with God. That's right. Amen. This 30 minutes may be extended. See, we do everything the world does. We picked up the worldly habits. We talk their language. And if you run with the dogs long enough, you're going to catch a flea. We can talk their language. We do what they do. Amen. I mean, what's fair for the goose is fair for the gander. That's a bunch of junk. Amen. Son, we broke her down. They used to be a godly line and a wicked line, and there was a distinction made between them that you can't tell them apart anymore. Y'all know something? Listen, hey, look here. I was out there in the parking lot a few weeks ago. And I was out there piddling around. And I went up and had to run uptown a minute, run uptown and come back. When I come back, there's a truck sitting out there, and it had a trailer hooked onto it. Had some mowing machines or something up in it. And there's a boy got out of it and walked over to where I was at, and he said, "I'm looking for the pastor around here." I said, "I'm he." He said, "What kind of church is this?" I said, "Baptist." He said, "Nah, come on." I said, "You all ain't Baptist." I said, "Yeah, we Baptist." I said, "What are you?" He said, "I'm Pentecostal." I said, "Well, hallelujah to God." I said, "Are you a saved Pentecostal or a lost one?" He said, "Well, I've been baptized in Jesus' name." I said, "That's what I figured. You in trouble." But here's what that boy said. He said, "I've been driving by this church. And said, I've been looking at your women and your girls standing outside the door, watching them. Said, I drive by here every day. Said, I see women with long hair. I see women in a dress and a skirt. I see little girls wearing dresses, little boys in pants, little boys wearing long sleeve shirts. I don't see no nudity, no flesh. I don't see no lesbian hairstyle." He said, "You cannot be a Baptist church." I said, "Sir, we are a Baptist church." He said, "Maybe they dress that way when they come to church." I said, "I wouldn't be ashamed for you to see every one of them out in the world as well." Hallelujah to God. I'm talking about a wall of distinction between Seth and Cain. Hallelujah to God. I'm feeling better already. Woo! Amen. I'm proud of our church. And I don't believe we're a bunch of Pharisees either. I think we're just saved and sanctified by the grace of God. That's right. Hallelujah. Amen. Said then the wall of separation was broken. Chapter 6 and verse 2. In chapter 6 and verse 5, the wickedness of man was great in the earth. The wickedness of man was great in the earth. Somebody said, "Why are you preaching this as it was in the days of Noah?" Hear what I said when we was singing a while ago. Visions of rapture. Old Fanny Crosby wrote Blessed Assurance. Jesus is mine. She went on to talk about perfect submission, perfect delight. Visions of R-A-P-T-U-R-E. Now burst on my sight. Visions of it. Hey, everybody look up here. Have you ever had a vision of the rapture? Woo! Somebody said, "Brother Hall, I never had it." You ought to read our text. Old Brother Noah was moved with fear. Amen. He had been warned of God of things that he had never seen, and he moved with great fear. "I've never seen the rapture in the mind, in my eye, but I have in the eye of faith. Thank God I'm waiting on the trumpet to sound, and Jesus is a coming soon." Hallelujah to God. He's coming. He's coming. You know it's right. Let that little girl jump. Maybe she'll jump right into grace. That's right. Hallelujah to God. Wickedness of man was great in the earth. But he were living there. Sodomites. Partial birth abortion. Sucking babies' brains out. Well, that's right. While they're coming out, being born, sucking their brains out. I'm going to tell you what I'd like to do. I'd like to knock some of them egg suckers' brains out. Amen. I'd like to take me and the lethal weapon up there for about 20 minutes around one of them abortion devils. Bless God, and turn the lethal weapon loose on his head. Amen. I'm telling you, it makes me sick. Killing babies, drinking beer, sucking dope, shooting dope. That's right. Whoremongering, running, carousing, sinning. The wickedness of man was great in the earth. Somebody said, "Brother Hall, I look out and see all that sin. I get so depressed." I don't. But I tell you, I get beside myself, because I know we're just one day closer to a going home. But a trumpet may sound tonight. I'm lifting up my eyes. Amen. My redemption is a drawing nigh. Problem of it is, too many folks got their eyes on that instead of on Him. I don't want to get ahead of my message, but God put a window in the top of the ark. Noah couldn't see all that stuff out. All he could see was up. Woo! That's right. Get this. In verse chapter 6 and verse number 3, the Bible said, and the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man. Whereas the wall of separation was broken, the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and a willing Holy Spirit was grieved in his heart. My spirit shall not always strive with man. What do you think grieves the Spirit of God? Amen. That He will not strive. He is willing. Somebody said, well, the Holy Ghost, don't give me that Calvinistic mess that the Holy Ghost don't want to save sinners today and He don't want to strive with the saints today. The Holy Ghost is grieved. That's why He ain't a striving with man. What's the reason to strive with somebody that's already a reprobate? Buddy, we got a crowd of reprobates in the world. God ain't the Holy Ghost ain't going to strive with that crowd. Spitting in the face of God. Shaking their fist in the nostrils of God. Spitting in God's face. That's like spitting into the wind, buddy. You ever spit into the wind, it'll come right back and smack you in the mug. You ever spit out a car window? I've been driving behind some of them fellas. I said, Lord, blow that messy stuff right back in his face.
No, that's not. I just give a little sniff.
Little old Sambo Gilstrap come running here the other day and said, Brother Hall, said, Benny's got snuff on his car. Benny had a little old round thing, something. I don't even know what was in it, about that big air freshener. Sam thought it was snuff. A little pinch between the cheek and the gun. Amen. But the Holy Ghost! Hey, friend, if you think the Holy Ghost is going to strive with the mentality, the mental, the mindset of American society today, you're crazy. No, no! Son, I'm telling you, the harvest is about ended. Yes, but He's coming back after a chaste bride. Woo! Hallelujah! Prepare! Let the Lamb's wife prepare herself and make ready, because He's getting ready to come. I believe that the greatest work going to be done from here to the rapture will be done inside the house of God. God ain't going to save reprobates, folks. But I'll tell you what He does do. He looks down. Son, I just seen this. He looks down upon that little crowd. He looked down upon the 8 little old souls. He said, the wickedness of man grieves me. He said, I'm going to know what I'm going to do. I'm going to destroy man off the face of the earth. Because I'm grieved in my heart that I even created man. The Bible said, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. For Noah walked with God. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? I believe God's looking out over the battlements of heaven right now. Amen. He's looking out and He's saying, hey, Son and Holy Ghost, the wickedness of man's great in the earth. Amen. The wall of separation's been broken down and my heart is grieved that I've ever created man and put him on the earth. But He said, there's that little handful over there. Woo! That's found grace in my eyes. I know what I'm going to do. Hallelujah to God. I'm going to let them prepare an ark to the saving of their soul. And when the flood waters come, I lift them up. Hallelujah to God. And set them down on the mountains of glory in the presence of God. Hallelujah to God. That's right. Ain't that right? Hallelujah. That's what He did with Noah, ain't it? Set him down on Mount Ararat. Going to set us down on the mountains of glory. Amen. Noah finding grace in the eyes of the Lord. Chapter 6 and verse 8. He walked with God. You hear me well? You can walk with God in 97. Amen. We might go to heaven in 97. Amen. I am too, Brother Jerry.
I wish you'd come right now. I wonder how many be left sitting here today. Come right now. I wonder how many be left sitting all over America. If it's come right now. I'm done going me almost 30 minutes. Noah walked with God. How did he do it, Brother Hall? By faith. By faith he walked with God. Now, three things about his faith. You're going to the house and I'm going to Monterey. Amen. You might want to write these down. What kind of a faith did Noah have? Number one, Noah had a faith that heeded God's warning. That's right. Look what it says in our text. By faith, Noah being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark. I'd say there that Noah had a faith that heeded God's warning. Now I'm going to preach. Y'all might as well get into it. Amen. I'm telling you, we're living in a time, buddy, when people will not heed the warning of God. You preacher, you blew in the face and folks will not listen to what you tell them. They've got to experience for themselves because they always know more than the man of God does. They always know more than the man of God does. There's a man of God one time by the name of Samuel. Went and put his finger right on Saul's face. He said, Saul, Saul, you've disobeyed God. Repent and get right. Oh, Saul said, no, 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 Samuel, you're just imagining things. I mean, after all, God, hey, God, give a warning to Saul more than one time. Saul said, no way. I'm going to tell you what happened. The kingdom was rent. Yes. He lost his power. He lost his authority. He lost his blessing. And he died on a battlefield with a Philistine sword in his back. Warned of God. How many times God warned Balaam? Balaam, don't go with them men. Balaam, don't go with them men. And a mule, a donkey. When God in the psalm said, don't be as a donkey, don't be as a mule. You have to put bits right on his mouth and bits in his mouth and pull him. Don't be stubborn and rebellious like a mule. Listen to the word of God. Hey, read Psalm 1. Read Proverbs 1. And listen to God. I'm here to tell you, friend, Noah was a man that God said, Noah, judgment's coming. Prepare yourself. And Noah, being warned of God, amen, of things not yet seen, move with fear. Prepared an ark to the saving of his house. Are y'all hearing me this morning? God, we live in a generation of people. Brother George, you can sit right on the, you can stand in the pulpit and preach to people and warn people and tell them not to do this. Don't do that. They're headed for trouble. And bless old Bess, bless your heart. If they don't turn right around and do the very thing, and do the very thing that the pastor tells you not to do, and I'm not God and I'm not an overlord, but why do you want to come to the preacher and ask the pastor's advice about something? Then get up, walk out of the office and do exactly what the man of God told you not to do in the first place. Amen. Amen. I love you, but I'm telling you, some of you in this building right now has asked my advice. I've given it to you. And you've done exactly the opposite of what the pastor's told you to do. And you're headed for trouble. Amen. Because you would not heed the warning of God. I'm telling it right, folks. God said, Noah, I'm going to do something that I've never done before. I'm going to rain out of the skies, and I'm going to break up the fountains of the deep. She's going to come up out of the ground. And that other crowd said, that old fool. That old fool, he don't know what he's talking about. God, I know he's preached for 120 years, a preacher of righteousness, but he don't know what he's talking about. But I'm going to tell you what, son. It wasn't but a short time later when the ark was built. They might have mocked, poked fun, laughed at him, sneered, cussed him, chided with him, amen, separated their fellowship, criticized him, tried to drag off his family, cussed him to his family, talked about him like a dog to other church members, but when the rain came, and it did come, and it isn't coming again, do you hear what I'm telling you? He had a faith that heeded the warning of God. And he moved with fear.
He had never seen what God said it was going to do, but he moved with fear, prepared an ark. That is, he obeyed God to the letter. He done all that he needed to do to protect himself and his family from the wrath that was to come upon mankind. I'm feeling pretty good now, Jason. That's right. Have you done everything you can do to prepare your family from the wrath to come? Y'all hearing me? Folks, I'm not preaching to you my philosophies. I'm not telling you what I think. I'm telling you that Bible, what happened. God's no respecter of persons. Don't you think God's not going to let that crowd, God's not going to judge that crowd and punish them and let you slip by? God's just. Look here. Heeded God's warning. Number one, he prepared an ark. Help me, Brother Jerome. We need to get her back up just a little bit. Somebody said, what did he do? He pitched her without and within with pitch. Amen. He started his preparation with the atonement. By the blood? Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? I'll tell you, first step to heeding God's warning is to get saved by the grace of God. Get under the blood. Find shelter in the blood of the Lamb. Done old Brother Anderson preached up there the other night, and Brother Crawford's little girl, little Joanna, and little old Wright girl, I can't remember her name, the one that got saved Ashley, when Brother Raines was a preacher, they walked out there and they started singing that song. Father, go and see if the blood is still there. Yeah. Woo! You talking about being prepared. Son, you're not prepared if you're not under the blood. I'm telling you, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. But glory be unto His name, Brother Ryan. The blood has been shed. It's not only been shed, it's been applied. Oh, yes, it has been applied to the mercy seat. It's already there. Somebody said, what do I need to do? I'm going to tell you what you need to do. Same thing Noah did. God got inside the ark and said, Noah, come on in. God gave him an invitation, and Noah, come. You got the invitation today to come. You can come to God. Hallelujah, Lisa. Yes, sir. Amen. That's right. Amen. I'm going to tell you the second thing he done. He put a door right in the side of it. Not a plurality of them either, boys. Just one. Jesus said, I am the door. Amen. That's right. Somebody said, Buddha's the door. Mohammed. Baptism. Put a track out there last week on the urinal. Somebody wrote on there, this is good, but not good enough. Read and obey, Acts 2:38. Honey, if he had what I got this morning, he'd be floating in seventh heaven. Yeah. Woo! Cloud nine. Yeah. Hallelujah to God. Y'all hear what I'm saying? He put a door. Jesus said, I am the door. Yeah. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, shall go in and out and find pasture. I'm glad, thank God, old Noah's faith. Amen. When he prepared an ark, he got under the blood and he found the right door and got on board. Hallelujah to God. Look here. And then God said, Noah, build you one window right in the very top of it. He said, the only way you need to look on this journey is up. That's some of y'all's problem. You're always looking out. You're always looking out at everything. If Noah could have looked out, I'm going to tell you, he'd have lived his whole life. Now look here. He'd have spent his whole trip like some of these folks that believe you can lose your salvation. I hope I get there. Water's awful rough, and I see a lot of dead animals in it, and it stinks. And these trees are floating in it, and mountains, and I never seen such a thing. Hey, do you know that there's not one hint in that Bible that the boat ever rocked one time? Ah! Woo! That's right, son. I'm glad on this journey we can look up into the loving face of an almighty God. Amen. Whose unseen hand is at the helm. Thank God I've got a captain that's a guide me all the way. How is that song? I might sing. Hey, amen. I thought 30 minutes. I'm thinking more like an hour and 30 minutes now. Y'all don't care if I sing a little bit, do you? I can get a little breath here. I was drifting away on life's pitiless sea, and the angry waves threatened my ruin to be. When away at my side, there I dimly descried a stately old vessel, and loudly I cried, ship ahoy, ship ahoy. And loudly I cried, ship ahoy. Now here's what I like. 'Twas the old ship of Zion. 'Twas sailing along. I like this. All aboard her seemed joyous. I heard their sweet song. I believe Noah was singing Amazing Grace while that crowd was struggling on the outside. That's right. Amen. I heard that, and the captain's kind ear, ever ready to hear, caught my wail of distress as I cried out in fear. Ship ahoy, ship ahoy. As I cried out in fear, ship ahoy. Now get this. The good captain commanded a boat to be lowered, and with tender compassion he set me. I know she's asleep. On board. And I'm happy today. All my sins washed away in the blood of my Savior, and now I can say, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. From my soul I can say, bless the Lord. There's a terrible storm outside, my child. Are you not alarmed that the tempest tossed? Does the waves raging not trouble your soul from within? Are you not worried that you might not make it? Why worry thou thine heart? You're resting in the everlasting arms of Jesus. Then he said, oh soul sinking down. Oh soul sinking down, 'neath sinners' merciless way, the strong arm of our captain is mighty to save. Then trust him today, no longer delay, board the old ship of Zion and shout on your way, Jesus saves. Jesus saves. Sing and shout on your way, Jesus saves. That's the kind of faith that Noah had, folks. You think he was worried? Now, we get our new song, books. We don't want to treat them like that, Pastor. That's right.
Well, I'm through one point of point one. He heeded God's warning. In doing that, he prepared an ark. He preserved his family. The saving of his house. But he paid a price to do it. If you want to preserve your family, you have to pay the price. Noah labored. He didn't set back on his blessed assurance and said, "All right, Lord, if you're going to build me an ark, do it. I don't have to do nothing. For is a man justified by faith only? Nay! By works also." Boy, there's a fine line right there, friend. "Show me thy works without thy faith, and I'll show you my works by my faith." Faith in Noah's life went to work. He saw the souls of his children in despair, destitute of God, possibly lost in the deluge. And Noah went to work for his family. Preserved them. He paid the price to do it. Well, his faith, he heeded God's warning. Then secondly, his blinded eyes were open. I know he opened up my blinded eyes one day. Somebody said, "Where do you see that at there, Brother Hall?" By faith, Noah being warned of God of things not seen as yet. Whoop! God, open your eyes up today. Do you see? Have you seen things that you had never seen before? It's like that fellow went deep in that mine, son. Didn't know how he got lights down. He worked the day shift. I don't know how Aaron fans in that. Y'all hearing me? He opened up his eyes. God opened his blinded eyes that he could see things that had not yet transpired. Son, I'm going to tell you what. Hey, folks, heaven and hell is as real to me. The rapture is as real to me. That's right. Somebody said, "I ain't never seen it." Maybe you need to get born again. What do you think moved him with fear? God opened up his blinded eyes and let him see the rain coming from heaven. Noah said, "I ain't never seen nothing like this before." And the fountains of the deep. Do you know where I believe a lot of our mountains and things might have come from? When the fountains of the deep erupted, it was a catastrophic event, folks. Water came out of the earth. God took water out and put fire in it. Out of the earth came judgment once, and out of the earth will come judgment again. I just now got that. That's good. God, the Holy Ghost just gave me that. That's right. Water came out of the earth once and judged the world. Fire will come out the next time and judge it. That's right. Blinded eyes were open. He saw the danger. He saw the destruction. But thank God he saw his deliverance. Ah, that's right. He saw that ark. He saw that ark. So his faith, he heeded God's warning. His blinded eyes were open and became the heir of righteousness, which is by faith. Yes. Somebody said, "Brother Hall, how can I become an heir of righteousness?" Everybody look right up here at me. By submitting to the righteousness of God.
That's right.
Romans 10:3, "And they, going about to establish their own righteousness, would not submit to the righteousness of God." Friend, hey, look here. You can make yourself as righteous as you want to be, but until God makes you righteous, you're still as vile, wretched as you can be. It takes God to do that.
Yes, sir.
He became an heir. He became. Now look here. That hits the Calvinist boys in the face. He became an heir. He wasn't an heir, folks, till he got saved. I'd catch some of y'all after a while. The reason I'm saying that, I'm sick of being called a Calvinist. About the next time I'm called a Calvinist, I'm going to look somebody square in their eyeballs and ask them why. I believe in grace. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And grace is the gift of God through faith. It's not of works. But I'm going to tell you something. God ain't never predestinated somebody to go to heaven, some to go to hell before the world began. You hear me well. Faith. By faith, old Noah. How about it? He prepared an ark for the saving of his family. What kind of faith are you running on this morning? He heeded God's warning.
Amen.
Have you? Have you heeded God's warning? It's been put to you again today. Choice is yours. Let's stand together. I appreciate what God will be praying.